It's Kevin McCullough on AM 970, The Answer.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Confusion. Amplifying truth. And pursuing clarity. Kevin McCullough, now.
All right, coming up, we will check in on technology as we normally do on these Tuesdays. Then, the man who has the plan to take down AOC, Democratic City Councilman Fernando Cabrera, responds to her socialism endorsement on Saturday. We also speak with Carol Markowitz from the New York Post. But up first, breaking news.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing the role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
The president wasn't trying to compare himself to the horrific history in this country at all. What he was trying to point out clearly was that he has been attacked relentlessly by the mainstream media without cause, without evidence, since the day he took over in this office.
That was what the term lynching came to represent in such a negative fashion in the days of slavery. Lynching was the killing of people for unjust purposes, for claiming that they had committed crimes that they didn't commit. That's what lynching in that context was. It was the taking of innocent life for no justified reason. That's exactly what's happening to President Trump's political life. So it's an apropos usage of the word. But let's set that aside, because that doesn't really impact that much, because I don't think people, it's just white noise, I think, by this point. But this isn't white noise. My very good friend, Brooke Singman, over in the news headquarters at Fox News, just releasing this afternoon the top story on the Fox News website, U.S. Attorney John Durham's investigation. You know, John Durham, the U.S. attorney out of Connecticut, the one that's been empowered to push all of the criminal cases that are stemming from the Origins probe. You know, the people that wrongfully framed Trump as some sort of Russian asset. Who's not a Russian asset now, at least according to Hillary Clinton. Anyway, his investigation is, as Singman puts it, quietly but steadily expanding under the shadow of the high-profile House impeachment inquiry against President Trump, and could represent something of a wild card in the president's attempts to fight back. Attorney General Bill Barr appointed Durham, the U.S. attorney from Connecticut, to ensure intelligence collection activities by the U.S. government related to the Trump 2016 presidential campaign were lawful and appropriate. See, that's what he's investigating. When they were lying on the FISA forms to go tag Trump associates, did they do so lawfully? That's what he's been looking into. His probe will focus soon on the roles of the key Obama administration intelligence officials like John Brennan, James Clapper. And it converges with other simultaneous investigations, including the Justice Department Inspector General Michael Horowitz's probe of alleged Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act abuses. That's what I'm talking about, the FISA forms, which, coupled together, could give the president ammunition to attack his critics, even if the material does not directly relate to the Ukraine controversy fueling the impeachment push. Well, that just makes sense. Because the thing that they keep trying to say, oh, quid pro quo, the thing that they're trying to say that he did in saying you need to look into Biden, because that wasn't the favor that he asked for. The favor that he asked for of Ukraine was to look into 2016. And somehow the idiots in the press corps at the White House, who evidently have like a third grade journalism degree, tried to conflate the two last Friday, tried to get Mick Mulvaney to say that the quid pro quo for the 2016 help, looking into what happened there, was the same as looking into his political opponents for 2020, which it's not. The crimes of 2016 have already been committed. If there's nothing there and they don't find anything, then there's nothing to worry about. But as the chief law enforcement officer President Trump has every right to ask Ukraine if suspicions were that their government helped put that fake dossier together, to bring them together, to figure out the facts, to set the record straight. Because as you know, friends, we've been subjected to an evidence-free witch hunt since President Trump was on the campaign trail. Back to the story from Brooke Singman at Fox News. If the rumors are true that IG Horowitz's report and the findings in Durham's review will blast the conduct of the FBI's Russia investigation, it gives Trump a lot of ammo to support his argument that he was unjustly targeted then and is being unjustly targeted now. That, according to a House GOP source. It will justify Trump's warnings about the deep state acting to hobble his presidency. Trump claimed Tuesday that the impeachment push amounted to a lynching. That touched off a round of fiery condemnation, mostly from uppity Democrats. The president should not compare a constitutionally mandated impeachment inquiry to such a dangerous and dark chapter in American history, said Hakeem Jeffries, generally known as the loser congressman from New York. But as Trump and Democrats loudly clash over the probe, Durham has pressed forward quietly with an investigation that will ding the reputations of some of those critics. Durham was appointed to review the events leading up to the 2016 presidential election and through the 2017 inauguration. But Fox News has since learned he's expanded that investigation to cover post-election timelines spanning the spring of 2017 when Bob Mueller was appointed as special counsel. Durham is, quote, gathering information from numerous sources, including a number of foreign countries, according to the Justice Department, who also acknowledged that Trump has helped to facilitate communications for Barr and Durham with foreign powers. By the way, I might add, perfectly within the lawful right of the executive branch to do. At Attorney General Barr's request, the president has contacted other countries to ask them to introduce the Attorney General and Mr. Durham to appropriate officials. Huh. Imagine that, getting our allies to actually act like allies and work with us. Barr and Durham have already traveled to Italy to speak with law enforcement officials there and have also had conversations with officials in the UK and Australia about the probe. Durham has also reportedly expressed interest in interviewing several current and former intelligence officials. Former CIA Director John Brennan told NBC News that Durham plans to interview him and former Director of National Intelligence James Clapper. Spokesman for Clapper did not immediately confirm. Meanwhile, Horowitz is expected to release his long-awaited review of alleged FISA abuses by the Department of Justice and the FBI during the Russia investigation. There has been speculation that his report could drop any day. Friends, there's more to the story, but I just want to summarize this by saying the following. There's also another element to this. John Durham has a reputation in the law enforcement community. He's a very low-key prosecutor. Like, he runs under the radar as long as possible. He's also one of these guys that doesn't believe he should be spending tons of taxpayer dollars, so he doesn't ask for a huge staff. You know, Mueller needed, what, 27 co-counsels with him? John Durham has just been going along looking into things, and as he has seen more evidence of wrongdoing in areas that need deeper looks, then he's asked for more people to join. But as of recently, he's asked for the most number of people to join of any of his time since being appointed by Barr. What does that mean? That means he's finding more evidence. That means they are going through the methodical process of documenting what the evidence is. That means that as this probe expands and exposes the actual agenda of what the Democrats did in 2016, from a Hillary-funded Steele dossier to a phony Russia collusion investigation to fraudulent FISA warrants to hearings that just disintegrated into unintelligible garble when Mueller went to see the congressional bodies, that in all of these things, if there was a hint of government coordination, involvement, inducement, enticement into any of these activities, Durham's going to gather the facts to be able to throw the book at him. And you know what? He should. Because we as the American people have the right to expect that our Justice Department, that our FBI, that our bodies of the Department of Justice and those law enforcement services that serve us, the people, we have the right to be able to hold them to a very high level of integrity. And you're not going to be able to do that if all the deep state swamp rats are still running the place. That's why we have to have an accurate and deep Durham probe. It's not convenient for the House Dems, but too bad.
Let's face it, we love Alexa, and we love to let her find your favorite radio station. This one, of course. We love it, too, when she finds us. But she could find us easier if we taught her a simple skill. To get started, simply say,
Alexa, enable the Answer New York skill.
After she confirms, you can then say,
Alexa, play the Answer New York.
That's all you have to do, and Alexa will learn how to find us. You can listen to us through your Amazon Echo, Echo Show, Echo Dot, and Amazon Tap devices. Alexa, what is your favorite radio station?
That's easy. AM 970, The Answer.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants.
I don't take any supplementation, but I take Balance of Nature because I've seen it in my lab and I know that it works. I've seen the immune response increase, I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection. And that, to me, as a scientist, rings so true, and it's only natural.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Balance of Nature is now offering a 35% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. This offer may end at any time, so don't wait to start Dr. Howard's Health Challenge. Call 800-2468-751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code THEANSWER.
Hi there, I'm Valerie Smaldone. I have a show that gives you a break from politics because it's something completely different. It's a show like no other in New York, a show about theater and food, nightlife, and the city. It's called Bagels and Broadway, and it airs every Saturday morning from 9 to 10. Conversations with celebrities and producers, chefs and food innovators, and the fascinating people behind the scenes. You can listen on the radio, online, Alexa, and podcast. Bagels and Broadway with Valerie Smaldone, Saturday morning at 9.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager, and the Prager Store has compiled every male female hour since 2010. We've had topics and calls about marriage, kids, dating, intimacy, fidelity, plus every segment with my friend and relationship expert, Allison Armstrong. These segments have literally saved marriages. For a limited time, the complete collection, 10 years of male-female hour, 50% off, available on flash drives or as a download, go to PragerStore.com.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents... Doug.
Yoto, my office, now!
Limo Imu, Doug, you're being transferred across town.
Oh, because they haven't heard that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
No, it's because Limu keeps eating the chips on Janine's desk. And her keyboard, and her expense reports, and her stress balls, and her...
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
AM 970, The Answer.
Kevin McCullough says she is the most needed editorial voice in print today. Listeners have voted her fan favorite for 4 years running. The amazing mind of Carol Markowitz, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
And don't you dare call her Pierre Delecto. Kevin McCullough, welcome to Tuesday. By the way, we're going to be at Bobby Van's at Park Avenue on the 1st of November from 3 to 6. A.G. Katsimatidis alongside me. I'm hoping that you will come and join us for the next Dining Out Dialogues. The very first co-host of the Dining Out Dialogues that we ever had was my next guest, Carol Markowitz. Carol, always good to have you. Thanks for being here.
Hey, Kevin. Thanks for having me.
So of all the things that I've ever disliked Mitt Romney for, and I still voted for him when he was the nominee, and I campaigned for him, and I did all that I could to try to help him win. But of all the things I've never liked about him, and there have been several that I haven't, the idea that he was calling himself a lurker on social media and going under a ghost name of Pierre Delecto has to be, well, at least tied for the weirdest news story of the last week. What did you make?
Yeah, you know, Mitt Romney calling himself a French name, I'm very disappointed in Mitt. You know,
is it French? Pierre is French. What is Delecto? That sounds Italian.
Even worse, really.
But can't you just...
I don't know what's up with Mitt. I don't know why he told a reporter about that. It took them 5 seconds to find it. It's just
They'll never find it. I put it under a secret name.
And my secret name is so secret that they'll never figure it out. And then 5 minutes later, they had it. It's just... It's an oddity, and...
But picture this, Carol. Picture this picture side by side. You got two guys up late at night. Both of them asked to be president. One of them is literally yelling at the wind because he's only got 8 followers, but he followed 600-something people, so I guess... And they were all influencers, so he was barking at whoever it was, but it was by this anonymous guy. He, like, you know, we're supposed to think he's the buttoned up, perfectly coiffed, kind of consummate Republican conservative person. Then you got, like, Trump, who at 3 a.m. literally does tweet from his own Twitter handle with no fear of anybody finding out anything.
Right. I wouldn't mind if Trump had just like a touch more fear, perhaps.
So you want him to be Pierre Delecto?
Can we have like a little happy medium between Pierre Delecto and Donald Trump?
Well,
like,
one thing you never can say about Trump, one thing you can never say, he'll never be calling himself a lurker. Which is how Romney described himself anyway. That was one of the... And so let's talk about the other weird story this week. Are you a Russian asset? Because it seems like everybody that opposes Hillary Clinton is a Russian asset.
Right, right. Well, you know, I had her fans come after me like that all throughout 2016 and even into the last few years because I put that I was born in the Soviet Union in my profile. I don't think other Russian assets do that. So I've often gotten, well, you're from Russia, so obviously you love Donald Trump. I'm like, I'm not sure that's how that works.
Yeah. I'm not sure it is either.
You know, I've written so much about Hillary's crazy turn, and I know we've talked about it a lot on your show, that she's had so many crazy comments before this one that went unnoticed. It's kind of interesting that her blowing up at a fellow Democrat sort of got the media's attention finally. But she says Donald Trump is an illegitimate president. I mean, that's questioning our democracy.
She's still telling people that she won.
She's our president.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely. And that's crazy pants. I mean, it's really, it's beyond.
But let me ask you this, Carol. Do you think it's more than just like her own emotional state? Do you think there's like, do you think she's mentally ill? Is there, could it be that there's something not firing in the synapses the way that normal people do? Because it does seem to be.
No, this is my take on it is she is surrounded by yes men who say that everything she says is correct. Even on this Tulsi thing, she has so many defenders on social media. Like, Hillary's right again. She says that Tulsi's a Russian asset, and she is. I mean, that's insane. And she doesn't have people saying to her that's crazy. And so, like, the comment that she made that Trump is not a legitimate president, she made that comment on The View, and nobody said anything. It's like she gets no pushback for the insane things that she says. Therefore, she thinks that she's right.
Yeah, and I don't think that the left thinks that everything she says is all that crazy. Because they just, you're right. They don't, nobody ever says anything. Whoopi just sat there and just let that comment be said. Never said it. Like, if you and I were even on the air and you said something half as nutty, I'd be like, Carol, come on, you don't actually believe that. And you'd be like, no, of course not. I was just seeing if you were awake.
Right. I mean, I would say that the right pushes back on each other far more than the left does.
Yeah. Well, I think that's a good thing.
For better or worse.
Yeah. Well, okay. Yeah. And your piece this week in the Post, by the way, if you don't read Carol, you need to. She's one of the most important columnists in all of printed journalism these days, but it's titled Stop Helicoptering Other People's Kids. What do you mean?
You know, I have so many strangers trying to help me parent my children, and I do blame Hillary Clinton. We can go back to Hillary for a minute. The whole it takes a village to raise a child. Keep your village off my children. I am raising my own children. It takes a family to raise a child, in my opinion, not a village. And so I don't need other people's suggestions on how to raise my kids. And the most recent one was I tried to give my 9-year-old a little bit more independence, let her go see a movie alone with her friend, and they were not allowed to stay because they were too young. And, you know, that's a concern for people having kids alone.
Not according to the law, but according to the, what, the movie theater?
Yes, this one particular movie theater, but it's all theaters, it turns out. It's not, I mean, so I asked on social media, how old were you the first time you went to see a movie with your friends? And everybody was around that age, 9, 10, 8. I mean, everybody has stories like that. And the fact that we're not letting our kids have any independence and then wondering why they grow up to be, you know, adults who don't know how to adult, it's related.
I think there's a book in there from Carol Markowitz at some point.
That's right. The book will be Keep Your Village Off My Children.
The adulting and the kid raising and all that stuff. And yeah, I think you need to do that book because it's not just that it's like a slap to you to say, you know, you're incompetent and you can't raise your kids right. It's also that I don't want the values of the other people that feel like that they're making some sort of justification of like teaching my kid, you know, the moral virtue of life. That's not their job. That's my job. And I would prefer you to let me do that job because I actually am a parent that cares about it like you are. So,
yeah, absolutely. And not the village.
Yeah.
The village.
At the end of the day. All right, Pierre. Best wishes to you and your other Russian assets. That's right. you and all the rest of the Russian assets, you have a good week and just, you know, keep beaming Martian spaceships across Hillary's brain or something. I don't know. It was the weirdest couple of headlines this week, and we're only on Tuesday so far, so who knows where this goes from here. Carol, good to talk
Thank
to you.
Thank you, Kevin.
Talk to you soon. Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Coming up, he wants to take on AOC nose to nose. He wants to box socialism right out of the Bronx and Queens. Democratic Councilman Fernando Cabrera, who's challenging her in the primary, with me next. Stay with us.
Tradeway is giving you the chance to break into the stock market and learn from industry professionals. Come to the Marriott Marquis in Times Square on November 15th and 16th, and for only $99.95, you can take advantage of all their experience and expertise. Call Tradeway at 877-907-TRADE or go to tradeway.com to register. That's 877-907-TRADE or tradeway.com. See you there.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Yeah, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, he is so appreciative of how you have made MyPillow into the most amazing company. He always wants to give you the very best discounts, and that's why if you go to the MyPillow.com right now and click on Radio Listener Specials, there's all kinds of things that you can get. But Mike is always ready to tell you about his buy one, get one free offer today on MyPillows. And that's what you should look for when you go. You buy one pillow, you're going to get another one free. It's his best-selling offer of all time. He loves to revive it. You can also pre-order Mike's book while you're there, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO, and get $10 off with the promo code and free shipping on your entire order. Just remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. So go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Specials for the buy one, get one free MyPillow offer. And make sure you use the promo code when you call 800-651-0798. That's 800-651-0798. 800-651-0798. And that promo code, AM970.
We all know the secret to the best Italian food is the sauce. And no one has sauce as good as Michael's of Brooklyn. Their sauce is made from scratch, using only the best ingredients. But don't take our word for it. Stop at any of your local supermarkets and pick up a jar or listen to the Joe Piscopo Morning Show every Wednesday for a chance to win a whole case of Michael's delicious, authentic, and fresh sauce. You can also enter online at am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com. Good luck.
Our hosts all look like GQ models. See them now at am970theanswer.com.
Decision 2020. America at the crossroads. Freedom versus socialism. American values versus global elitism. The presidential election that will define our nation for decades to come. Exclusive coverage now
on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Bernie Sanders proved that you can run a grassroots campaign and win.
So delighted that Alexandria is part of our campaign.
All right, friends, we've been saying it for a long time. Saturday should have said it as clearly as possible. In the very nice weather of Saturday afternoon, she had a few thousand friends show up, mostly more probably for her than for Bernie or Bernie for her. I don't know. It was kind of a weird gathering in my book. But one thing was clear. One thing was super clear to me. And that is that the socialism that Bernie Sanders has built his platform and his vision and his suggestions on, the socialism that drives his ideology, is something that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is interested in furthering as well. And I'm just curious if the people of New York District 14 really feel that way, the Bronx and Queens. Here to discuss is none other than the Democratic City Councilman representing that district, Fernando Cabrera, who has announced his opposition to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez in the primary. And Councilman, I have to think that she probably thought that this Saturday was a big win for her because, you know, she was able to put her message, of course, on national television and stuff. She's really all about the national media, but that's really not what this race is about, is it?
Absolutely not. The fact of the matter is, Kevin, that most of the people that were there, they were not from the neighborhood. They're not from Congressional District 14. These values that she's trying to adhere to of socialism does not reflect the values of our constituents. We're talking about the middle class, the working class. We literally are trying to start a movement here against it. And she has totally ignored the battle cry of the community. Said we don't want socialism, but she proved, she showed her true colors. There is no doubt now. I don't care what adjectives you put in front of the word socialism; it's still socialism.
Yeah,
and even within my own party, Kevin, we have people that are scared to death. They're like just baffled that you will support the socialist, the one who's unashamedly calling himself a socialist. But birds of a feather gathered together, I was literally not surprised.
Well, friends, I want you to hear what Councilman Cabrera is saying, because all we've been told from the media, Councilman, is that, Alex AOC is like the superstar and she's the future of the Democratic Party, and the Democratic Party now bows to her, whatever she does is kind of sacrosanct. She was even able to, raise her fist to the big bully Amazon and tell them to go back where they came from, and they did. And there's this narrative that's being painted about her that seems to also try to paint the community that she claims to be from as fully supportive of this kind of mentality. Councilman, you're a Democrat. She's a Democrat. What is the difference between your economic outlook and her version of socialism?
Look, I don't believe in big government. I don't believe. I've seen what happens when the government takes a chunk of your hard earnings. I've seen what happens in other countries. Socialism has not worked in any country in the world. Immigrants are coming here. Think about this, Kevin. Why? Because they're running away from socialism in other countries. America has been successful because of free enterprise. We know that it works. And so we cannot afford. This is why I'm running, Kevin, because I am literally scared to death for the future of my children, grandchildren, of this nation that so many have worked very hard to get us to where we are today. And I'm going to use the God-given platform that was given to me by the people who I affirmed that to say we're not going to stand for that. We're drawing the line. And I tell you, I am so encouraged by the level of support that we're getting at the grassroots level. She talks about the grassroots level. The grassroots level right now in District 14, they say, we're not having this.
the different sexual community that we have, they're saying we're not having this, and this is why on June 23rd, in this coming election, the people are going to rise and say, enough with AOC, enough with her extreme left, socialist views that are going to direct this nation. And they will,
and they'll just destroy the middle and working class, as you've described. Friends, if you want to help the councilman fight AOC in the Democratic primary, CabreraForCongress.com, CabreraForCongress.com, CabreraForCongress.com.
Tune in every weekday morning from 6 to 10 to the Joe Piscopo Show. Joe will be in Italy October 21st through the 29th, but each day Joe will be calling into the station to share his experiences with his listening family. Don't miss these exciting calls, brought to you by the Columbus Citizens Foundation, celebrating Italian-American heritage and tradition since 1944. The foundation has distributed more than $35 million to assist Italian-American students over the last 30 years. To contribute to its scholarship program, call 212-249-9923 or go to columbuscitizensfd.org.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know what you're in the middle of, right? It's that I've almost got a cold. I think I'm catching a cold. I think I got a cold kind of season. I hear it even in my own family. Oh, I got a drip last night. Well, did you really? You didn't have to. Now, I have to be careful how I say this, to who and when. I even heard one of the endorsers of Balance of Nature this week say, you know, I doubled my dose and I think I might be getting better. And I wanted to say, well, why didn't you quadruple it? And you wouldn't even have the cold anymore. But I didn't. I held back. You know why? I know the truth of the power of Balance of Nature. It's helped cure every seasonal act of bronchitis that I've gotten over the last 5 years. In fact, I don't get seasonal chronic bronchitis anymore. And while the sniffles may be going around the McCullough household because my kids and my bride sometimes don't want to take the fruits and veggies, guess what? I'm not afraid to get their colds because I am loaded with fruits and veggies. They're not like ordinary vitamins. They're made up of just natural food in a vegetarian capsule. Tens of thousands of vital nutrients, all of them working in your immune system, just keeping you nice and strong. Anyway, a daily dose has 10 servings of 31 fruits and veggies. And once you start taking Balance of Nature, you're going to feel great. You're going to have that prettier skin. You're going to have a lot more energy, but you'll have a better immune system helping to fight off and ward off that nasty fall cold. So get Balance of Nature and experience the difference for yourself. And right now they've got 35% off plus free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Now this offer may end at any time, so don't wait to start Dr. Howard's Health Challenge. Go 800-246-8751, balanceofnature.com, 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751, or online at balanceofnature.com, and use the discount code THEANSWER. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Did you know that the United States has permission by laws that were passed in association with the Dodd-Frank Act to reach into your electronic financial accounts, your savings, your 401k, your IRA, take money out of those accounts without your blessing, and replace it with an IOU? It's called a bail-in. And it's legal under American law now. It's also happened in 8 countries over the last 7 years when debt has gotten out of control. We're now at $1.2 trillion in the United States. And when the economy takes a turn for the worst. Will America have a bail-in? Are you prepared? What if the government reached into your account and took your money? Get the facts by receiving the new white paper called The Coming Bail-In. It's in its 7th edition. See how all this was set up to help manage the out-of-control debt and learn how to protect your future and your hard-earned money by investing those funds, at least part of them, into precious metals. So when the bail-in happens, you've got peace of mind. Call Landmark today, 844-604-2575 to get your free copy. That's 844-604-2575, 844-604-2575, or visit landmarkgold.com.
Received a letter from the IRS? Bank account been levied? Paycheck garnished? Larry Elder here. The fear factor here is worse than getting caught with your hand in a cookie jar. And you know what I mean. The clock is ticking, and it's not going to get better if you wait. You need to call the pros at Rush Tax Resolution. I trust these guys. They know how to deal with the IRS, settle cases, and win. One client owed over $75,000. Rush Tax settled with the IRS for $100. Rush Tax can protect your assets and fight to get you the lowest payment possible. They've had bank bank levies and wage garnishments released in one day. You're crazy to call anybody else. A-plus rating with the BBB, zero complaint history. And they'll only take your case if they know they can help. Call now and find out upfront and for free if they can help you. Here's a number, write it down. 855-IRS-CALL. 855-477-2255. 855-477-2255. Or RushTaxResolution.com. That's RushTaxResolution.com.
National competition for your business is eating away at your customer base.
Like digital marketing minions swallowing your customers one by one.
You need Salem Surround. When a customer does a search, they need to find your business, not the competition. Your contact information needs to be accurate and all over the web. You need the right tools to turn visitors into leads. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your digital presence. Learn more at SurroundNewYork.com. SurroundNewYork.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Listen to us anywhere. TuneIn.com, iHeartRadio.com. Get the app at AM97TheAnswer.com.
Everywhere I go, oh, oh, I say use it all, oh, oh, always on my road, I'm still New York.
Breaking news on the trending technology you need and can't live without. Ari Zolden of Quantum Media Group, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, except it's one more of those holidays, and Ari Zolden's not with us. So, again, in Ari's place, and we're very happy to have Ari, but his esteemed colleague, Michael Berean, who, Michael, we never give you a chance to plug your company because you work with Ari on some project, but you also have a dynamic company of your own. Talk to us about what you do.
Yeah, sure. So I run a company in New York City called Gravity. We create interactive video promos and trailers for entertainment brands, meaning, you know, where users are able to start interacting with movie trailers, game trailers, video trailers, and feel more personally connected to those releases and trailers that they're viewing for different types of films and games and such. So thanks for giving me some time.
Yeah, no, and it's
what I do.
And it's cool because I've seen the ads for it pop up on different sites I've been to. I'm guessing your SEO is pretty good. But they're really a very cool group. And friends, if you're looking for that, I would strongly recommend. So, Michael, a couple of interesting stories. A study came out, I guess, just yesterday. New York Post tech section talking about it today, but parents only spend 24 more minutes with their kids than their phones. Can this possibly be true?
Oh, I mean, I think if we all kind of look around collectively at our society, it's undoubtedly true. Whether that's unfortunate or not is a whole other case, right? But I mean, we're so personally connected to these devices. I mean, what other thing in our life literally goes everywhere with us, including, you know, the bathroom, right? We take our phone everywhere today. And I do believe it. I think it's the type of thing, you know, socially where, you know, people are becoming more and more aware of how much the phone is integrating with day-to-day life. And some people are trying to take steps to prevent, you know, that from getting worse. And I think some people are just, you know, it's not even on their radar. They're just all hands on deck for the phone.
Well, and I think that it's important to realize it, because if tech changes the way we do life, and it has since the wheel was invented, basically every time something has changed in technology, the way we've lived our lives have been different. But the building blocks of life don't change. And so kids still need parents. You need strong homes. You need, you know, very functional relationships where people are able to communicate with each other and not just through text or, you know, emoji. Or now with the new Apple, I downloaded my first Memoji this last week. So now there's a bald-headed, glasses-clad guy that's getting texted to people in response to things. Well, anyway, it's interesting. We'll see where that goes. But that concerns me that they're only spending 24 minutes more with their kids than their phones. Hey, something else that's concerning, because I'm just cheap. I don't like to spend money. Netflix is wanting to raise their price, and they're doing that even with the advent of all these other services coming online. You'd think that they would be wanting to hold the line on where they are so that they don't, you know, so that they kind of like can set the market rate. But what do you make of this?
Yeah, sure. I mean, they hold a larger probably market share than most of the other competitors, I think. You know, for Netflix, it's not a race to the bottom. They want to be producing the quality content. We saw that with them you know, releasing Bright, which was a Will Smith film that was exclusively released on Netflix. So for them, I think it's going to be more about, you know, premium quality content, and that will be their brand. You know, that's where the Hollywood A-listers are going to go to release things. We just saw, you know, Paul Rudd came out with something on there, as well as a lot of other A-list actors are starting, you know, Ben Affleck, and people are releasing, you know, content on Netflix that's A-list. So that's what they want to be. So I think if that's their model, I think it's okay for them to incrementally increase their pricing if the value is there from the consumer, right?
Well, it's going to have to be. But, you know, they're going to be up against a streaming channel that now offers Star Wars. I mean, this the dynamic has really changed, considering that when we used to think of Netflix original content in the early days, it was cheap. And now literally the biggest franchise in the history of movies is going to be competing against them in a parallel streaming side by side. So I guess everybody's got to raise their game. And, you know, it's something my wife said to me a few months ago, she said, you know, she prefers to watch really well done television that is done by stream now, as opposed to going to see movies or watching, unless it's a broadcast that's live that can't be replicated, like Dancing with the Stars or NFL football or something like that. There's better stuff. There's better stuff, quality content. You know, you can get as picky as you want in terms of like the content ratings and so forth on through the streaming options.
Sure. I was at Comic-Con this year in New York City, and, you know, the amount of content coming out, and even these high-level A-list directors, you know, the director who did Annihilation and Ex Machina is now releasing, you know, a streaming show.
Yeah.
And he enjoyed the ability to be able to do a longer-form piece of creative. You know, so you don't have to fit everything into 2 hours. You can expand these stories over 6 to 8 episodes, sometimes 12, you know, 12, 15 episode series. So I think people definitely love stories. And when we can, you know, get, I guess, engrossed in a story over a longer period of time, I think people do, you know, feel a pull towards that.
Well, I don't think there's any doubt about that. Now, real quickly, this last story, Zuckerberg on the record now saying he wants to recruit outside the Ivy League bubble. Now, I've never thought of like tech as being the world that was heavily recruiting inside the Ivy League. I've always thought that there's always a little bit more avant-garde to who they were going after to go get anyway. But I'm guessing that in fact happened.
Yeah, I mean, I think in the beginning, technology was, you know, it's based in Silicon Valley. You know, Facebook came out of, you know, the dorm rooms of Harvard. You know, we associate technology and venture capital with, you know, higher education and Ivy Leagues. But really, you know, there are plenty of entrepreneurs and plenty of people creating amazing things today that did not come from that environment. I don't think that creativity has anything to do with that. I think creativity is this universal form of energy. And, you know, your a diverse background is going to create, honestly, a better world, better products, better services, better ideas. You know, anytime we make decisions at Gravity, we always want to include diversity in the room and make sure that we're thinking about all walks of life. So it's a smart move. But you're right. I also did not really associate tech in my mind with Ivy League. So it's an interesting article.
Yeah. Well, it's always fun to talk technology news. Michael, doing an admirable job in for the great Ari Zoldan. Thank you for being with us today.
Thanks, Kevin. Thanks for having me.
And check out Gravity, his company. They're doing great, great work. All right. Lots to get to, including my final thought for the day. That's up straight away here on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Sebastian Gorka here. How many of your investments have doubled over the last 2 years? If you followed the documented recommendation of Midas Gold Group's senior analyst and invested in palladium coins and bars, that's exactly what would have happened. Right now, they have new urgent precious metals buy and sell recommendations available to my listeners today. Call 480-360-3000. Midas Gold Group is the only precious metals dealer I endorse because they offer intelligent analysis on buy and sell recommendations, not sales pitches. If you could use sound, practical precious metals investing advice, call Midas Gold Group and learn how to add the stability of gold, palladium, and other precious metals to your IRA or retirement investments. Call Midas Gold Group now at 480-360-3000, 480-360-3000, online at MidasGoldGroup.com, 480-360-3000. Veteran-owned Midas Gold Group, conservative and proud of it.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Excited to tell you about the next stop on the Dining Out Dialogues 2019 tour, presented by Dining Out Magazine, AM 970 The Answer, and AM 570 The Mission, along with FM 102.3. It's a series of live remote broadcasts from 3 to 6 on location with top chefs, celebrity co-hosts, and special guests. And our next stop on the Dining Out Dialogues is with Chef Niall Medford. He'll be with us on November 1st at Bobby Van Steakhouse, the original, which is next to Grand Central Station in the landmark Helmsley Building. I'll be on location at 230 Park Avenue with very special guest co-host AJ Katsimatidis. Happy hour from 3 to 6 during the live broadcast, and you're welcome to stay for dinner by calling 212-867-5490 to make a reservation. Hope to see you on November 1st as we try to take back Congress. The Dining Out Dialogues at Bobby Van Steakhouse, November 1st on AM 570 The Mission and AM 970 The Answer.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. I'm a better neighbor because my service has taught me how important it is to be a team player. My training helps me in my classes when I give attention to detail to the task at hand. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the New Jersey Army National Guard. Aired by the New Jersey Broadcasters Association and this station.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
HomeAdvisor.
Jay Sekulow Live is next on AM 970, The Answer. What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, friends, just think about this. I mean, no matter how bad the last time you were truly embarrassed was, I mean, think about this. What's the worst thing? You fell on your face while walking down the sidewalk, you know, and everybody saw you. Or your dress blew up and everybody saw what was under. I don't know. You just, whatever the really big embarrassing thing was, you didn't have to be accused of being Pierre Delecto. So as bad as it was, you still had a pretty good day that day. Mitt Romney. All right. So wanted to bring your attention to. Here's what I want to do before we're done. Don't forget tomorrow morning, if you're in New York and you're listening to the Joe Piscopo Morning Show on AM 970 The Answer here in New York, at 8:40, I will be on. We're going to promote the next Dining Out Dialogues, which is going to be on November the 1st at Bobby Van's. By the way, congressional candidates are going to be joining us because there are at least four seats that I believe we could win to help take back Congress. I believe that we can win the AOC New York 14th. I believe that we can win the New York 11. I believe that we can win New York 18. That's the Chris. That's the Shell Farley race. Chris Farley. Wrong Farley. Shell Farley. My brain's not working. And I also believe that we can win the New Jersey 5 race. That's the Josh Gottheimer seat. But we need to see Gottheimer, Rose, AOC, and Mr. Maloney all headed home after the next election. And so we're gonna talk to people from those races that are going to be joining us. And I've got a special announcement about another appearance that's going to make their appearance at the Dining Out Dialogues on November the 1st at Bobby Van's, 230 Park Avenue in the historic Helmsley Building. You don't want to miss this. Joe Borelli's filling in for Joe Piscopo tomorrow, and I'm going to join him at 8:40 to give you this very big announcement. So join me then, all right? Now, there was a story that ran earlier today that's actually been documented. Here's the headline. As Halloween approaches, thousands of witches will cast a binding spell on Donald Trump. Actually, this group of people, which is now over 13,000, have been trying to do this ever since he came into office. See, I actually believe in the supernatural. And in the story, they talk about how they're invoking demons. Like, I believe that's all real. The thing that I'm thankful for tonight is that there are literally millions, not thousands, but millions of Christians praying for Donald Trump. And I just don't think that a few witches are any match for the angel Gabriel and company. I'm Kevin McCullough. We'll see you next time.